I went on a wonderful trip this year. I just got back a little while ago. And I'd like to ask you, who built Newgrange in Ireland and places like that that have the crystal, the quartz? You know what I'm speaking of? The mounds with the crystal?
Indeed.
I want to know who built them, what they were used for, and where the people went to. They seem to have disappeared. Or I've heard they disappeared. I just want to know all about that. I can't read it anywhere right now.
There are, as it were, indeed, civilizations that have been here, beginning with the first great races, and there were five of them. The Atlanteans and that which would later be called the Mongolians being the most technically advanced peoples, particularly the Atlanteans. And they entity possessed a knowingness when they came here. They came to inhabit the bodies as a result of experimenting with them. All of your earlier man and all of his existences here and his strange appearance was a laboratory of sorts, as it were, indeed, to perfect the body to the refinement that it is this day in your time. But they who designed the embodiment became the embodied entity and brought with them fresh their knowledge and openly experimented and created from all the substances of matter what was seen in that which is termed the thought. That which is called, as it were, indeed, the Atlanteans entity. They're very much responsible for any and all technology having to do with that which is called interface crystals. And they entity use them as that which is termed means of communication. If you put forth that which is termed light within an interface crystal, the light goes in its 12 faces on the interside and becomes dense and comes forth as a straight line rather than scattered. Upon the straight line, that which is termed communications were developed. That which is termed, as it were, indeed, receivership, sending ship was developed. And that which is termed their ships to which they had entity went in a straight line following the pattern of light to light. That is how they defied gravity and its forces. Those entities, there are some that went into earth, that are very much the entities and crafts that are terrorizing, as it were, your plane a bit. Still have their magnificent crafts that still float on that which is called the spectrum of light. That is why they are so brilliant. And there are those that why indeed that took heed and left Onai and went into that which is called the Sudan, up into that which is called the Persian Gulf, up into that which is termed Europe, and up into that which is called the Northern Lands. Atlantia, as it were indeed, was a part of the places called Greenland, Ireland, and Britain. Those are mountaintops of that which is termed the continent. And the peoples that took refuge, their entity, went and sought the mountains in the last days, which became the islands. The communication, as it were indeed, is from light to light. And also from fiery form to fiery form, as your pyramids have it. Where are they? Inner earth and right in this room, this day in your time.
Slav Mikhailik was the same type of place? The mountain of the old crone, was that the same?
Indeed.
I'll have to listen to the tape and reabsorb this, or maybe I already have.
Those things that there are entities that spent a little time here, got tired of the place and went someplace else. When the stratum was broke and the waters came upon the plain entity, many took refuge already in the caverns beneath the surface of this plain. Your earth is hollow. It hath no molten mass in it. Pure reason will indicate that, other than the fact that it already is. And many already have sought that which is termed the inner earth as that which is termed a sanctuary and have taken their technology with them. You have doors to the inner earth in your northern and southern regions of your poles. It's very warm there, it's not cold at all. Of that which is termed, as it were, indeed, a ferocious triangle that exists off of your continent here is a door to the inner shelf. Your great mountain in this wondrous place is a door to the inner earth. Of that which is termed the Himalayan regions are doors to the inner earth. They're everywhere. And if they disappeared, they only went and hid for a while. And for the rest of them, they have come back in these bodies, incarnate, a bit incarnate. And those that are drawn to such places also because it is familiar to them. So be it. Now, wonder if you will ever ask 2,000 years from this date who built this city? Then remember who did. So be it. Austin, I am pleased that you are looking and that you are intrigued, for there is more to mankind than meets the eye, certainly. And there is more to that which is termed the existence of this play and humanity as a whole than what you have learned. And it is a beauteous story full of adventure and promises, so be it.